Blog Talk Radio.
I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black.
Some of y'all might not agree with me this morning, but we go follow up where we left off last week. I told y'all. And then, this is because you didn't get a chance with Dr. King's thing, and we did it last week. I'm going to let you talk more last week, and this is your week to complete this. We're going to complete it this week if you're going to call in and talk about it. But a lot of y'all didn't even hear what Dr. King said. I can tell the way y'all was talking. You know, you didn't hear him when he said, "This is between the black man and the white man." You didn't hear him talk about all the things that America was and how we as a people have to make sure that America live up to the creed, his creed that he had written. And even though she really wrote a creed without us in it, once we was in it, it's our creed. You don't know when God has got people writing stuff down, but if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know about your country, if you don't know certain things, then you can't live up to it. You can't hold America accountable. I told y'all when I was playing Dr. King, for y'all to write down how many times he said the black man. I told you to write down how many things he said, certain things he said. And none of y'all, I think one of my callers called. He had heard. He brought up some of the stuff that Dr. King had said about when you come here, how you be trying to do when you once you got here, they be. Dr. King really was addressing these liberal whites, saying it was all right when you down south trying to integrate a lunch counter, a swimming pool, but once you came up here talking about economics, they started moving against you. And I understood what he meant, because he was talking about economics as he began. And he also clarified the whole piece about a ride being the language of the unheard, but he said something else before that. But people pull out that little piece and they said it. So I was trying to complete this piece because I've been looking at a lot of things and a lot of stuff is going on. And I just don't think it's being addressed properly. I just wish we had some black leaders. And I hope y'all don't, there's no diss on y'all. Maybe you don't know how. It ain't got to be elected, anointed, or appointed. That's really speaking on behalf of black people. I don't know any, and I'm sorry, and I got friends who are elected, they're ministers, everything, and they're still my friends. Some of them know how, some of them don't know. Some of them scared that if they step out there, they'll have no help. But as we talk about, we don't have black folks saying this is what needs to be. Critical race theory. When I hear a black person talking about that stuff, I want to jump through a hoop. Critical math theory. If we can teach our children critical thinking and how to discuss things, how to come to this conclusion, how to have different decisions, how you create, we might have a different environment. Because if God gave us the ability to reason and to talk, to love and to forgive, if we don't do that, we do what the see, the animal don't have that kind of thing built into him. All the animal knows you fight or you flight. And right now, communities in a fight or flight situation, and those who are not like that, they're scared, they're staying in the house. I was talking to someone yesterday. I always thought he was my very intelligent friend. I hope you're listening now. He probably is. And I just didn't understand some of the logic. But then I did understand it because there's an emotional trip being put on black folks so deep that our pain will not allow us to think so we can gain. And we've been through pain before since we've been in this country. But we have never in life allowed someone else to interpret that pain. You should be suspicious if all of a sudden a lot of whites want to tell you about white folks being racist and talking about racism. White folks. And you should be, and they focus you on that. And you don't have, and your children is not learning reading and math and science as they discuss social issues. They should be discussed. But they have got to be able to compete in this society. I was looking at an article maybe a month ago where they were saying that this young man who just got to this country couldn't read, didn't know the basic English. Oh, now he got a scholarship to every school he wanted to. No, he mastered the English language. So how do you tell our children that they should master the English language and they should not learn world history? If you're talking about we're in a world, if you're talking about we are trying to have a world where everybody's working together and you can't communicate, something wrong. You need math and science in almost everything. How to focus. Be focused. Don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do. See, what you tell the brain is how the brain responds. And it's an abomination to God for us to tell our brain that we are nothing. Now, I'm not telling my, oh, yes, you are. When you tell your child that he or she is less than that white child sitting in front of them. And when John Johnson's mama told him, baby, you can be anything you want to be. You're just as good as they are. S.B. Fuller said, you're just as good as they are. Dr. King's mama and daddy. People say that you are just as good as anybody. But if you tell your brain that you're subservient to someone and they keep you in this fear thing, and that's why you said, why she keep hampering? I'm trying to use these Saturdays. That's why I play Dr. King, to try to get you back where we got to go. If I can just get black parents to fight for their children, to get focused on, and if somebody out there have a set of the Mastery Learning books, please, because I'm trying to find mine. I need them because we went to court and we fought. The Mollison parent fought Continuous Progress, Mastery Continuous Progress, where you didn't have grades, and she just moved children along. And when they got to be 16 years old, they just went on to high school, whether they was ready for it or not. And we fought that because we found out that Mollison, the whole school was failing. The only child that was, I think, that was on a fourth or a fifth grade level was an eighth grade student. And parents did not understand until we broke it down and we boycotted. We had a 90% effective boycott. And the principal was putting people in vaults, that vault over, that famous vault over there at Mollison. And one day we put her in there and she almost went crazy. Oh, Lordy, get me out of here, get me. Oh, our children went in there. But when we fought against Continuous Progress, Master Learning, a lot of teachers told us that was terrible because they had like four and five different grades up in the room with them. They had to teach, and all they did had to go by grades and levels and all of that. And it was not teaching our children. And they had taken away phonics out of the school in the basic reader. They was only using the basic reader for children who was slow, which made no sense because you know phonics, you know, you can read, you can speak, you can do all of that. So we fought and we got the magnet schools and stuff was not using Mastery Learning when we fought. Then when we took out, because I'm going to come on up to the education thing and the political stuff, y'all. I really am in that mode. When we took out Continuous Progress, you can look all that stuff up. Even Time Magazine did something on the Mollison parents. We was on Colin's show because we took on the system and we won. They had this woman named Bo and her husband. Same group, just like these groups now, is not letting you look at education. They got you looking over there. And folks, some folks have come up on me and they get upset because I'm talking about this stuff. They don't want me to talk about this stuff. They want me to talk about something woke. I always been awakened. The Great Awakening is what we need to look for. But so then we fought for the Master of Learning. Bo came out of Philadelphia, her and her husband. They They designed these books, y'all. And anybody remember Mastery Learning can call and talk about design the book, Mastery Learning. And it wasn't in those so-called elitist schools, Whitney Young and all of them, or Beasley and all of them. It was only in our schools. Good morning, y'all, Ebony. It was only in our school. And in our schools and our children, they were teaching children. Mussolini was a hero and Dr. King was nothing. And they had verb heroes, heroes, Negroes, or heroes who do the sum on the hill, or Bigfoot, all that kind of crazy stuff that was really bringing our children down and teaching them some other kind of stuff. And I'm going to find copies of those books. I'm going to go to the board. I know they somebody got. I thought I might have them packed up. And some of you parent equalizers out there who are listening to me and you're older now, if you got a set of those books, you need to call and let me know. Because we need to see. What is stuff? And we went to court because we was fighting for our children. And almost time. We went to court and we sued. It's almost time, I see. And we sued the Board of Education and we sued all of them. So they had to pull those books out of the school. Now, that was before Ruth Love came in after we got rid of the other Board of Education memo. I'll think of her name in a minute. And when we sued, they said, oh, no, how can you teach children this? They started then teaching our black children. It was nothing. Dr. King was nothing. Mussolini was great. These books were something. But we had a team of parents who got together, and we studied this stuff, and we was teaching. That's when you had parents up in the schools, and we was really concerned about the education of our children. Now, this stuff they doing now, it's no different, but you don't have a cadre of black parents fighting. Why are you going to let somebody, and I don't know what Illinois have decided, but I'm going to have, we're going to look what their curriculum is going to be. Critical race theory. You got to learn about sex. You got to learn about LGBT. You got to learn all of this stuff, whereas anybody's sexual preference is their business, but our children, you're going to teach them that, how they're going to make it in math and science and all of those things that we need to have. I'm trying to get black parents, black leaders, to stand up and fight for black children. If you don't fight for your children, your women, and your seniors, you don't have a country, but you must, you don't have a race. But you must fight for your children. Y'all, I'm waking y'all up this morning. I like that. You must, you know, you got to fight for your children. And if you don't, they're going to act like heathens that you see out here killing and shooting up folks. Because all they hear is hate and this other stuff, and somebody else can get their minds and take them and take them everywhere. But I want a copy of the continuous progress to the, of the mastery learning. There's some stuff going on with our children. I saw, and I'm going to take a break in a minute, I saw that the Board of Education got a lot of money from the COVID and all the other stuff, so they're not going to take away from my taxes. We pay heavy taxes, but we're not getting the education. And I mind you, any politician that got a baby do not have them in the schools that our children are in. Anybody, your leaders, do not put their children in the schools where that garbage is being taught. Trust me. And they're the ones trying to just get their children, but their children are going to be just empty because they're not going to have things in, that they need. I know I'm going to break in a minute because I take a two-minute break, y'all. So I wanted to start from the education. And it's because of that because we fought Jane Byrne and the Board of Education. And the Mollison parents did such a fight, and we raised the issue. We went to jail, and we fought so hard. We were then able to hook up with almost every school in this city, and it was organized, and we fought. And because of our movement, we were able to put... See, Harold Washington had... Everybody just some Caruso, Creature Caruso, we used to call. Everybody just typed up Caruso was the board, was the president of the Board of Education for Ruth Love. Creature Caruso, that was her name. Dog, everybody said Caruso. She the one, Jane Byrne took the black folks off the board, Michael Scott and all them put the bogey in broad. But we were willing to fight and go to jail for our children. Right now, our children are being slaughtered in the street every night. I don't know. My heart aches. Women and children are being slaughtered. I don't know what's going on. As I said, I was talking to a very intelligent person yesterday, and they were so busy telling me about Floyd and being a black man and this and that. I said, yeah, but you cannot equate him with Emmett Till. And what happened to Floyd was terrible. But right now, while they all talking about how they feeling about what happened, they got an opportunity to stand up as black men to see what's going on in this community. I think I saw Tito on one of the stations saying he needed black men to join him. Now, maybe some of them not going to do it because they're afraid. So they peep behind the curtain, they're getting scared. So we're at a fear thing right now. They got so fearful of everything, our education. Don't say nothing because if you say anything, you're going to get canceled out. And the children cannot read. Once there was a time that we was not allowed to have books. If they caught you with a book and caught you reading, you went to jail or you was beaten. Now what they do is move the books from you and teach you all this crazy garbage. Science and math, I saw the commerce person yesterday, the president's commerce person. When I find her a little, I'm going to find her clip. She said, well, we don't have folks who have skills. I looked at it and I said, Lord have mercy. We need the jobs where the skills, yeah, tech and all the other stuff. But you know, you're going to always need a plumber. You're going to always need an electrician. You're going to need folks to build housing. You're going to need things all the time. You're going to need folks to invent. But if you don't have folks thinking like that, how are they going to do it? We are fighting for the wrong stuff. We really are, but it's emotional, and I do understand it. Because we are suffering from post-traumatic slavery syndrome. And because we are suffering from that trauma, when folks say certain things, we just go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because all we got to do is talk about it. How in the world all of a sudden these folks, somebody white as a driven snow, sit there and tell you about a white person being racist. They ain't no Malcolm X. That's crazy. They can't tell us what, they can work with us, but they should not lead our movement. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's a disruption of our values. And then I said, we cannot lose the moral authority that God has given us. We got to be fair. Oh, yeah, I don't hate nobody. But we got to love our people because we lose the moral authority. And that person told me, take God out of it. And I said, no, you can't take God out of stuff. You got to keep God in everything. And that told me something, too. I got to take a break, and then I'm going to come back. Because I've got some more to talk about our education, where we got to go as a people. I want to talk about the census, and I want to talk about our elected officials as we're moving. Later in the show, we're going to talk about Alderman Commissioner Robert Shaw, my friend, who I serve with. We're going to talk about him at 7 o'clock hour. Call for tea in the conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, right here in the great city of Chicago, in spite of what y'all might hear out there across the country. And at the great WVON, I'm at 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever we go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and you can get us on Blog Talk if you missed. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back, y'all. We got to talk about this stuff. We got to save our community and save our children and save our babies. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you behind on rent, afraid of losing your home? The state of Illinois has an emergency rental assistance program for Illinois renters and landlords that have experienced financial hardship due to COVID-19. You can get up to 15 months of assistance, which includes back rent, utilities, and legal aid. Call 866-IL-HELP-1. Or visit IllinoisRentalAssistance.org because Illinois wants to help you keep your home.
Hi, break time? I know you. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
This is Pam Morris-Walton, your gospel sister. Join me each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. for Gospel with Pam Morris-Walton.
I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus.
Be inspired, be blessed on 1690 a.m. WVON.
I need just a little more Jesus.
That's God's favorite radio station. See you there.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. That affirmation. What kind of affirmation are we giving our children? Not only our children, our minds. What are we telling you? Are we telling God that he made us and we're nothing? Are you speaking to the devil that you, you know, it's like that affirmation. I was talking to a teacher, and I'm going to go to the phone in a minute. I'm going to the phone in a few minutes, y'all. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook and group Facebook. You can get us on Blog Talk. I'm going to go to the phone in a minute. You know, it's really interesting because sometimes I think all our people want you to do is just get on the radio or get up and speak and say, yeah, repeat all this stuff. Critical race to your all. Yeah, the black and the brown, or yeah, that's just terrible. That police is racist. Oh, yeah, they want to talk about, I can't take this no more. Then what the hell are you going to do if you can't take it no more? I was telling somebody yesterday when they were telling me, well, you know these racist policemen. I said, all policemen are not racist, but you have some bad ones. They was there with Harold. You have to get rid of them suckers, and you have to, we need to put our people in the police force so we can have a community police, and we need the Renard Robertson and the Pat Hills and all of them. We need the folks that we had that was taking care of Dr. King, or even those who was guarding Jesse and all these folks that was out here doing this stuff. And we need all of that. We have to have structure in our community. We have to have order. Nothing works when it's out of order, but we need folks to represent us. But if you keep putting that stuff and you're not taking a moment to think, that's the problem. Fight or flight. We don't study all these people who really do. So it's really something. So I was telling y'all about the education and all the other stuff we were talking about earlier, because this stuff is crazy. What's going on with us? And that's why I was going through all of them. And I see all these other people who are really moving and growing and in their school and getting all their stuff, and they're not including us. I talked about the census last weekend. I'm going to talk some more at 7 o'clock hour. And sometimes I think that maybe our leadership, you know, when you look at our people, if they're not talking about this false stuff about voting right, you know, I saw someone talking about, we going to jail. They wasn't like us going to jail. I was laughing. You know, that was easy. I don't know how much they would have done when they seen what we endured, what we had to endure. You endure a lot when you stand alone. You endure a lot when you by yourself. When you try to tell the truth, but when you want a masses like a dog syndrome, then you don't have to worry about that. But they talking about, and our own demise, y'all. We're saying we don't need voter ID. Do you know that mess with you? But I'm going to talk about the 7 o'clock. Because I'm going to talk about, if you don't have voter ID, that means all these folks that y'all ain't watching, over a million people that came across that border, and y'all talking about get the shots, and they refusing. 60% of them said, we ain't taking no shots. And we coming in here, and we want jobs, we want schools, we want money. And y'all running around here talking that stuff. You won't even fight for your child to have a decent education. We in trouble, y'all. And we in trouble because we're allowing somebody to define us. Do not be letting nobody else define you or your community or your children. We just can't do that. This stuff is deep, y'all. This stuff is so deep, what's happening to us. And it weighs you down. It makes you scared because you pull on the bad energy. It makes you really, and it just pushes your children. And your children are in a state of fear. They see you in fear. They're in fear, and they think they can't learn. They're dumbing down the math. They said algebra is racist. I couldn't do algebra if I was trying my butt. I learned enough when I was in school to pass. I can do fraction division, and I can add. Calculus I was having trouble with, but I was exposed to it. Because I wasn't a math genius, but there was a lot of great math geniuses in our class. You had great folks who could have cap. If they really want to be helping our community, they need to put some more vocational trainings in our community, in these schools, so children can learn a skill. They would do that. They would fight. You got the Chinese, but they forcing us to have their history in all the schools in 2022. And if you read Bob Shaw's article in the Sun Times, they said how his brother had gotten together to put Black History, passed it in the state in all the schools, and they sit down there and passed that, and didn't make sure Black History was in these schools, and put together some Black historians to make sure the real history is told, not this mess these folks have given up. Well, let me go to the phone, because I told y'all these are the weeks I'm kind of letting y'all, we talking today. We talking. Okay. Ron Gray.
Well, we listening, Mama, Dr. Mama, Queen. And if anybody ain't listening, you's a damn fool. I'm going to tell you just like this. This is history while we're still living.
Uh-huh.
And you taught me something years ago. I'll tell you, my mom is Val Gray Ward. And that's, I ain't got to say no more.
Oh, no. No, Val.
No, she's still something, but you something too.
I loved and respected your mother.
And she respect you. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because it ain't but a few. Many are called, but few are qualified. Now, let me just get to the point and get off the line. This is what you taught me years ago. You said there are four levels of consciousness. This is there are four sections of the brain. There are four levels of consciousness called brain waves,
mm-hmm.
or electrical currents that cycle through it, and we know them as beta, alpha, theta, and delta. We think that's a Greek thing, but the Greeks had to get it from the Egyptians.
Yeah.
You got these Negroes out here talking about, it was better than what we had in Egypt. Yeah, we were slaves, but at least we ate three times a day. Mm-hmm. It's evident by what you have done and what you have built, institutions, your children, Ebony, what they do. If y'all don't know about what Ebony and them do and what the theater, y'all don't know.
But you know what I'm proud of, Ron, is my son, my oldest son, I'm going to talk about it another time, and I'm going to bring him on one day, my oldest son who majored in history. And I said, boy, you're going to do with all that stuff. I spent money on you. He put this book called The Tillman Handbook, A Great Black American Patriot. I was pleasantly and happily surprised with this book of The Great American Patriot. And it went through all the stuff our people had done. I was really kind of surprised and proud of him when I read this book, how he put it together.
Well, you ought to be proud because the apple don't fall far from the tree. And I said one day, I said, Mama, I love Dr. Tim, but she said, what you call her? I said, Mama Till. She said, okay. She said, boy, don't you ever argue with her because she always wrong. She always right. Even when she wrong, she right.
Oh,
I said, that don't sound right. She said, what did I say?
I'll tell you. Now, that's why we raise our children, see?
Now, that's what she said. She said, you didn't call her no lie. I said, no, I disagree with her. How you going to agree with somebody you don't even know? You like Columbus. You just discovered it. Now you think she just showed up? She lived it. She's still living it.
Thank you, Greg.
No, they living it.
I'm letting y'all talk more as a continuation from last week. That's why I'm giving you more time. But my board is lit up, and I'm going to try to take some more calls before I go on my break. I thank you. I thank you so much. Hey, the apple didn't fall too far from the Creewood Vale, neither. Thank you so much, Gray. Thank you. I tell y'all, oh, my God. Jacob?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Elder. I just wanted to say that education is very, very vital. It's very, very vital.
Mm-hmm.
And the education that our children need is in the book that everybody go to Sunday. They need that first before anything, okay? Because my people, as is written in Isaiah 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I shall also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children.
Okay.
Doing it.
You got to keep God in. I told you I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, keep God out of this. I said, no, I put God in everything. Because if our leadership, leadership without vision, that people perish. And right now, our leadership is not having a vision. They only have with somebody to tell them to say. If somebody don't give them something in their hand, they don't say it. They don't talk about God. I very seldom hear them talk about God. I very seldom, they probably don't even know the book. I very seldom hear them talking about positive things or positive reinforcement for our children.
And the last thing, Elder, you can put a brand new high technology school in the middle of the heart of some of the neighborhoods, and the kids can't even go to school in peace. They got to fight their way to school. They can't catch the bus to get to school. I don't care from 13, 12, from kids all the way up, scared they're going to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a deeper-rooted cause.
Yeah.
You know, you can give them put the billion-dollar school. You put a name in right there. And then what? What's going to happen? The kids got to get there. While the kids is going through the hall, they got to
work. It's trauma. Our children are being traumatized. When they was talking about, everybody, these Asian, everybody being traumatized, black children right now are being traumatized. Then they come in the house and their parents are reinforcing that mess that somebody done gave them. I never thought I would live to see such brainwash of our children, like rebrainwashing us. And they have got to take black folks, that Dr. Anderson called us the native blacks, without a mindset of that America is ours and we have a right to all of this stuff. And they take us out of this and everybody else said, this is ours. It is not to leave. It is not Ocasio. It's not all these folks who are first generation, the ones who are breaking down the border. It is ours to have, and we should take it back for our children. Thank you, Jacob. I tell you, I pray a lot, y'all. I want you to know that. And I do play Dr. King a lot for y'all to hear. Because this stuff is deep. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, and I told you last week, I didn't see leaders when I was growing up go to, Dr. King said that we were fighting to put people in the office so we can have folks at the seat of power to work on our behalf. But we never went to any, to the government, to the seat, to the government, any seat in terms of the government without a demand for something for our people. These folks are summons. And they're telling folks, this is what I need you to do. You know, we're working on this, and how can you get this together? We need you to have a press conference and say this is wrong. We need to have you this and say this is wrong. Hey, and you come out of the room, you got to talk about the injustice. Hey, y'all, these folks are destroying our children's brain. They're destroying it. You hear me? They're destroying our children's brain. Darva, how you doing?
Hey, Alderman, God bless you. I've been listening to you all morning. I'm glad you're talking about the children because we have an organization called the New AOL, Activist Organizing Leaders. It's called the New AOL, New Activists, New Organizing, New Leaders. And what we do, we work with the children ages 8 to 28. And what we do, we put them in training programs to get them prepared for college. We also help them find employment as well as teach them how to start a business. And so that's what we've been doing for the last 10 years. And one more thing, Alderman, The prayer thing is great. The Women Are Rising Ministry, you pray for the children also every Saturday at 8 a.m. Facebook Live, as well as the conference call. We pray for the women on Mondays and the men on Wednesdays.
You
so
see
that?
Come on with it, girl. You got the Holy Ghost on me. You see what you're doing, Dov, is what historically black folks have done to keep our community together, the things we do. And you got to have prayer in the midst of all this. Because I pray for every one of my children before I leave the house and people around me, too. But you're absolutely right. And these are the things that black women and black people have done historically. So I thank you, and I pray for you. And how can folks get in touch with you, Dava?
For jobs, right now we're working for jobs. I have retail jobs. I have a retail job. I work with the retail industry as well as the restaurants, the grocery stores, and the warehouses. And so we can, everybody know that that's employment, the name of the agency, that's for the job, 312-566-1794. We can call that number 24/7.
Wait, slow up, Dava. They can't call. How'd they get in touch with you?
I don't want to get cut off.
I want you to tell the number because you're finna get cut off. What's the number to get in touch with you?
312-566-1794. 566-1794. Well, wait a minute, Alderman. They can go on Facebook Live to Just Us for buying another pizza. They can go on there, Just Us. The AOL is on Facebook. And then they can go to AOL, We Got Male and Female at yahoo.com.
Okay.
AOL.
Praise God for you. I'm going to keep you in our prayers. Thank you so much. I tell you. Thank you.
Thank you.
These lights are lit up. As soon as one go, the other one just light up because I'm telling y'all. Lewis.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Okay, you said something about our children being blind. They are blind, and it's because of the education. Okay, my people, the Negro people, they saw this coming in the 1950s, and so what they did was they fought against it. Okay, and the way they fought against it, they had Brown versus the Board of Education. Okay, now this was about our schools being underfunded. Underfunded and under-resourced. That's what that was about. And so what they used was, they used the 14th Amendment, our amendment, the amendment given to the Negro people, no other people, the Negro people. They used the 14th Amendment. It's called the Equality Act. And so what they were fighting against was, they were fighting against this policy they had established, separate but equal. Mm-hmm. We weren't receiving equal resources in education. And our people understood that, and they saw that if they didn't receive equal resources, that we were going to be undereducated just like we are now.
Yeah, it's worse now. It's worse now.
Everything they do.
Don't you think it's worse now, Lewis? You're talking about the 14th Amendment, citizenship rights, equal protection, appropriation, civil war, passed by Congress June 13, 1866, and ratified June 9, 1868. The 14th Amendment changed a portion of Article 1, Section 2. I got all that stuff in front of me because I try to keep it in case y'all call. And
yes.
It's called the 14th Amendment Citizenship Right, Equal Protection. Right?
Right. And, okay. And that's what he used. If you look up Thurgood Marshall Brown versus the Board of Education, it will say that he used the 14th Amendment to defeat separate but equal, which was established in 1898. They called it Plessy versus Ferguson, and he defeated that. You know, it was a policy where the states were using it. It was against the Constitution, and he proved
1866,
it.
1866, you mean?
It was established in 1898. It was called Plessy versus Ferguson.
Okay.
It established what they call separate but equal.
Okay, now, Ogletree, Professor Ogletree, God rest his soul, he is all the time right now, wrote an extensive book on Brown versus the Board of Education. I recommend my audience read it. Thank you, Lewis. I'm my audience, the most smartest audience in the world.
Thank you, Ms. Tillman.
That's why I'm letting y'all talk more today. I'm trying to see if I have more time. Y'all, I got a few lines open. Only a few y'all can call in. Even if I'm going to take a break, y'all better call in and hold on because this phone is lit up. Tony.
Thank you, Mrs. Tillman. Real quick, the gentleman previous talked about separate but equal. I went to school in a predominantly white school. We moved from Cabrini to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always tell the white guys or the white females that who thought they were liberal, mm-hmm. and they were talking about segregation and desegregation. I was for segregation, but equal. I don't have to live around. I don't have to live around white people to feel validated. Just give me the resources that you've given these people over there,
right?
And I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Equality is what we were fighting for. Equality. Yeah.
I don't want equity. Separate.
This equity mess. These folks don't even understand what you putting in them. Equity, and you won't get the little bit of it. We want some equality, and we will take out. We will put out what we have,
what we want to.
Yeah.
We will do what we do. We have been resourceful people from day one. But
Tony, they got black folks confused right now, because every day they come up with a new slogan. Like they had Black Lives Matter. We knew the Black Lives Matter for us, but they used it, and that's all you heard. And now you don't hear that. You're critical racism. And somebody got mad at me because I was saying, y'all better look at this stuff. Then it's just a lot of, they keep coming up with these slogans to keep us emotionally strained.
It's all, okay, Black Lives Matter. It's all political now. It's all political. Some people have wasted tons of money that have been donated to them to help black people, and that's the farthest thing they're doing. If you're not in that circle, you don't eat. You don't eat.
Yeah, it's a game. I got to take a break, y'all. I got a few lines open y'all can call. It's like J.C.P. Morgan giving money to Black Lives Matter when their whole institution was built off of slavery. Morgan, get the House of Morgan book, and they was supplying the Black Lives Matter and all these other folks. Thank you so much. I tell y'all, this is something. I got to take a break. I have a few lines open. This board is lit up. Y'all can call me because I'm about to take a break in a moment. We're talking about our children. We're talking about education. Talk about what we can do as a people that we come up with our own. I don't know. I can't come up with all the answers, but we can, y'all. We just can't let other folks use it. We got to force our leaders to stand up. All the time I hear them come out there tell my strong, justice, fight for justice, okay? You say, police brutality. All right. If this police is brutalizing my children, are we going to get an oversight? No, what you're going to do is get that sucker off the police board. Then we're going to have some meetings, and we're going to see how we're going to get some black folks on these police departments that's from the community that understand. If they don't, then they go too. You got to get involved. But they take you over and over again. I'm telling you, with that racist Nancy Pelosi that y'all love, I just happen not. I stopped being bothered with Nancy when she told John Conyers to shut down that hearing, what he was going to do for reparation, for Tulsa, and for what Ogletree was doing, and also Dr. Anderson, because she didn't think it was going to be good. Conyers was so good. And they got rid of him on some stuff. And when they got rid of him, she didn't even bring him to the rotunda for his let him lie in state. And he the one founded the Black Caucus, had been there for so long. Let him lay in shame, and then put Tlaib, who never talk about black folks in Detroit. All she talk about is what's going on in Palestine and her grandmother. Not here. So you got folks who are here in this country that's really not really thinking about our community and our country. They're thinking about where they came from and how they're going to undermine us. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON, our number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.wvon.com on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We're also on Blog Talk. If you miss it, you can go back. We got a few lines open, y'all. We're having a great discussion here. You call back and educate me. We're going to have a conversation with me. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
COVID-19 and the Delta variant. That is the message from us. That is the message from the scientists and the experts.
That's Deputy White House Press Secretary, African-American Karine Jean-Pierre. She acknowledged the progress that the country has made in bringing down the rates of COVID deaths.
And when the president came into office 6 months ago and he was up against an economic crisis, this COVID pandemic, that day when he took office, it was 3,000 people a day that were dying.
But she also said there's still more work to be done, adding, at this point, we seem to be dealing with a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The legal team representing Breonna Taylor's family is taking on a new case of an African-American Louisville, Kentucky woman who died while in police custody in Indiana. Sam Aguiar says he and his team are taking on the case of Tanisha Chappelle. The team includes African-American attorney Lonita Baker and famed civil rights attorney African-American Benjamin Crump. 23-year-old Chappelle died at a hospital in Seymour, Indiana, on July 16th after being taken there by ambulance from the Jackson County Jail.
A former Maryland Transit Administration police officer is facing an indictment for allegedly punching a man at a Baltimore metro station. City State's attorney, African-American Marilyn Mosby, says Officer Aaron Sewell is charged with second-degree assault and misconduct in office.
If you break the law and you break the trust and authority that the public has placed in you, you will face the consequences even when you wear a badge.
Sewell is accused of repeatedly punching a man and slamming him to the ground after confronting him about not wearing a shirt on a train platform at the Rogers Avenue metro station last year. If convicted, Sewell faces up to 10 years in prison. Sewell reportedly resigned from service in February.
Violence in Haiti disrupts the official mourning ciceremonies for assassinated President Jovenel Moise. Reports are supporters of the slain president set up blockades between two communities while lighting objects on fire. The demonstrations were deadly, too. Police say one person was shot and killed in a community not far from where the president was born. Angry demonstrators blame the police for Moise's death, and they are reportedly acting aggressively toward the officers appointed to oversee Moise's mourning ceremonies. Haitian police have arrested over two dozen people, including several police officers, in connection to Moise's killing earlier this month.
And Zimbabwe is 99% black, yet a black swimmer has never represented the African nation in the Olympics until now. The history maker's name is Donata Katai. She's been swimming competitively since she was 6 years old. On her way to the Tokyo Olympics, she shattered the youth records of Zimbabwe's most decorated Olympian. On top of it all, Donata Katai is only 17. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Jaleesa Chapman, along with Ray Harris, on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
This is...
Are you behind on rent, afraid of losing your home? The state of Illinois has an emergency rental assistance program for Illinois renters and landlords that have experienced financial hardship due to COVID-19. You can get up to 15 months of assistance, which includes back rent, utilities, and legal aid. Call 866-IL-HELP-1 or visit IllinoisRentalAssistance.org, because Illinois wants to help you keep your home.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
I'll rejoice.
the present has brought her, facing the rising sun of a new dancing eagle. Let us march on till victory is won.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Woo, Dr. King. If you know how difficult, I tell you, my brother. Woo, my teacher, man. You know, when I was sitting around them tables with you and Bevel and Jose and Diane and all of us and Lula and all of us, talking as Meatball and Johnny Orange, all them folks, we were talking about what we were going to do. I never thought in life that we would be at a point in 2021 where black folks would be so easily led, or we would put folks. As Dr. King said, if you listen to him, and I tell you, you can go on my page and get that, it's 1967 at Stanford. You know, he said this fight was between the black and the white. And he said, well, you know, but you need to go back and listen, Dr. King. I didn't know how hard it would be during that time. But, hey, you've been to the mountaintop, and you know there's a God. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., 7 o'clock, whoever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. And the reason I do this, because what you tell your brain is what it believes. The brains, the mind and the heart is one, and your breath is what God gave you, and what he takes away, and that's what we have in common with the universe. We're going to take a deep breath and tell our brains that, black. Come on, y'all. Take a real deep breath all the way down your diaphragm. Black. It was so nice to be black. You don't hate nobody else because you love yourself. Black. Is that black enough for y'all? Come on, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong being black or a Negro or whatever you are, but love yourself. Plead with him, Dr. King.
Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen
I
to this.
I said to Woo! Last night, nobody else can do this.
Nobody. No liberal.
No
nobody.
Can do this for
us.
No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us.
Yeah.
If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood own emancipation.
Own emancipation. We got to get emancipated. Can't nobody tell us what to do. Y'all following other folks. And the folks we got in place to lead us is following other folks. Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Don't let anybody take your manhood.
If they take your manhood, you don't have nothing to work with.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, We don't have anything to be
nothing
ashamed
at all. That's why you got to get this great
somebody
black American patriot.
Told a lie one day.
Yeah.
They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the...
Oh, this feel good this morning, Dr. King. It feels good to hear this this morning.
Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right.
Get the language right. Get the language right. And they can't give us our language. We know our language.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. It means so much this morning. Because if you look at what's going on, folks are using our pain for their gain. Even some of these people that you see on TV who just got here telling you what to think. It's not just y'all think it's just brown. It's all kind of folks is here. You look at Dick Durbin. He's the Senate, the most powerful man in the United States Senate. First generation. Look at all these folks that's here who really have another, they're not, they have another agenda, I'm telling you, and it's not the black agenda. And we're not putting out our agenda for our children. If we don't do it soon, it's going to be over. Yes, I'm black and I'm proud of it. That's why they don't play that for Dr. King. That's why they took over our music. Trust me. Because you hear, is it because I'm black? Or you hear what you just heard when I was coming on? You know, all these B.B. King and Otis, all these folks who was really giving us a message, and Sam Cooke. And, you know, when you look at Sam Cooke on YouTube, now you think he made that song for all other folks. They'll show a little of us in our struggle, but they show all these folks when he's singing that song. It's really funny. We back, y'all, at our 7 o'clock hour. Time do fly. And we're going to continue our conversation. Because I tell y'all, I'm going to be having a conversation with y'all for a little while here because we got to do something here. You know, we really do. It's easy to get somebody to come in and talk about, well, yeah, it's science statistics in terms of the this and the that. But in the meantime, what's happening with our babies? What's happening with us? You don't hear anybody talking about the census, our representation. When they release the, they're going to release all of the data in August, by mid-August. And then they're going to be laying this stuff out. Everybody else is meeting. Every other race is meeting. And they're dealing with the census. They're dealing with the census. And what are we doing? We done got so caught up with everybody else. We saying, we don't want voter ID. I don't know the black folks that got no identification. That's your own demise for that. That's all these folks, a million people that can't cross that border. But y'all ain't looking at it because they ain't showing it to you. You better look at some other stations, a million. And then when some of them Canadians and Haitians start coming, they start looking, oh, Lord, have mercy. You know? So there's a lot of stuff going on. And now they got you scared with the virus. I took a shot, but out of my grandkids not going to take it. This is an emergency shot. These are not stuff that happened. They don't know what's going to happen with the young folks if they get that. I'm sorry. But they got you scared now. If you operate, that's what happened during slavery. That's what happened with the real Jim Crow. They had folks scared. Oh, Lord. When they took Emmett Till out of that bed and threw him in the river, his cousin was in that bed, he was scared to move. When they lynched them men in the tree because them white women had lied on them and they had to, you beat up some of them white folks, you had to put your family in a truck and get them out of town and get them up north somewhere. But through all of that, we were able to make it as a family. But it's fear. You know, is a different having common sense than being so fearful. These folks keep us fearful while they doing what they got to do. Alderman Shaw passed, and we're going to be really, I don't know when his service is. We got to do a salute to him. Alderman Shaw and Alderman Hayscock and Dorothy Wright Tilbury were the founders of the Black Caucus in the city of Chicago. I was the president. Shaw was the vice president. Marilyn Hayscock was the secretary. Some of the blacks were scared to get in it. They got in later. But let me tell you what the purpose of the Black Caucus. It was a deal with Dale and them contracts. We would split up them contracts. All of my lives know what we did. And we would put them contracts, and we would say, this is what you're going to take, this is what you're going to take. And we would push for black contracts. We was pushing for black stuff. That was the whole purpose. how do we work as a group? Like these other folks down there are doing now. When you look up, I think this Lopez is running for mayor. I'm going to look up here on TV. All of them, everybody but our folks on national TV talking about crime. And you have to watch that. But, no, we got to put together a caucus. We got to take these contracts. He was there. Then he went on to become a commissioner. And they ran Larry against him. Tell me, we need some new blood. But see, Shaw was the first one to bring the Board of Review to the community. And the first time we really learned what that was all about and how we got our taxes really reduced. I'm going to miss you, buddy. But we're going to be all right. But Alderman Shaw passed. You can look in yesterday's Sun-Times. They got a big article on him. They did talk about his brother, him and his brother, how he got his brother to pass that ordinance for Black History. Yeah, that's something, y'all. We getting old, those of us who really out there fighting. Every time one of them died, think about it. I was talking to a Black educator on Friday who was a great educator and talking to her about how these Black educators work with these Black children. It's just so much, y'all. It's just so much. Happy birthday to Lovie Copeland. Her birthday is Monday, and they having a party for her tomorrow. But it's something, y'all. It's something. So we're going to go on and get back talking to y'all. Just know the census stuff is going on, and they got you thinking. They're going to do us. Let me tell you what it's going to do, and then I'm going to the phone. I think I said 773-591-6090. Talk of Chicago. I know it's 773-591-6090. We're streaming live at www.viewing.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you also can go back to Blog Talk if you want to. See, other folks are meeting now. And we're going to lose some senators, state reps, commissioners, because these folks are talking about everybody be counted. All these folks that they dropping off because we're a sanctuary city, and y'all don't understand. Don't work against your own demise. I don't think that they should be counted for representation because they're not citizens. I'm sorry. The same with the school board. The reason they're holding up the school board right now because the debate is going on whether or not non-citizens should be able to vote to put folks on the school board. This is some deep stuff, y'all, but that's a whole other story. Let me go to the phone. I tell you, Gino, you've been waiting for a long time. Listen to what you got to say. Hello, Gino.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Yeah, I wish you could talk to these Black caucus now, because they didn't turn to Black corps.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. I'm not knocking them, but I think that they gotta do something.
Yeah. Anyway, education. Like I got a 1 year my grandchildren, one, 3, and 5. Okay, and my son and my daughter, they insist on sending them to white schools, these white daycares, and they come home with running noses and fevers and colds every other week. and I'm like, I say, why do y'all spend all that money? They're spending close to $2,000 a piece, you know. And I'm like, they both tell me about diversity.
They don't even know what it means.
Ain't no other culture trying to diverse with North. They trying to teach them about their own culture, who they are, and they'll be, grow up and get along with everybody. You know, they'll be confident who they are, you know.
You know what, Gino? That was a lady that was so good. Her name was Ms. Rivers. I don't know if Ms. Rivers is still alive. Well, she had a school, a daycare, and some other stuff. She's a Black woman. She was out south. One of my grandchildren went to Boone and Jamoke. But she was so good with those little children. Them children was reading before you knew anything. They were reading. And we need to, instead of talking about what they got, we need to put our own stuff together.
That's what I told them. You know, my aunties kept us, you know, my Aunt Maddie, you know, and I said, you know, why are you sending them to these folks here, miseducating them, and then they watching this little Nas guy, the old country cowboy, the gay guy now, singing the song. I say, they love that song, and they associate the song with the guy, the one who's kissing on, they just sing the song, and they, you know, just everything is like, I tell them, and it's like.
There's nothing you can do right now. You got to get them, Gino. You know, you got to get them in.
They got these kids vaccinated. You know, I'm like, listen to these folks here. You know, I'm pulling for Hassan here. I'm pulling it out of my head by now. You know,
Now, slow up a moment. Let me talk to your granddaddy, because I'm a grandparent, too. I got 8 grands and 3 great grands.
I tell them about your
Yeah, but I got 8 grands and 3 great grands. I had, so my thing is they need to try to, most parents, these folks, I told one of my children the other day that the problem with people today, when we were growing up, everything was organized from the child back to the parent. Everything you did was based off the child to the parent. Now it's from the parent to the child. They make decisions based off themselves and then go down to the child, not from the child to the parent. That's how we're losing it in this country. But I think that you got to put some fatherism on them and just keep working with them. Leave them alone and just teach them.
They go to opposite. Whatever I said, then they said, well, we must do the opposite.
Deal with the grandchildren.
Why would you trust these folks to teach your children who has done nothing but oppressed and miseducated?
They might feel like they got this critical race thing probably going on in their head. But, you know, get your grandchildren, hug them, and teach them all the stuff that you know. You'll be surprised what they'll love by grandpa. Take them and do stuff with them and teach them stuff that they won't learn. They'll remember it.
Yeah, I tried it when she, you know, she, the little boy scared of butterflies and stuff.
Well, I got to find out how you, this your daughter or your son?
Both of them.
Is it your daughter or your son that's doing their children like this?
My daughter and my son, each one of them.
What did you do when you was raising them?
Huh?
What did you do when you was raising them?
I stuck with them. We went bicycle riding, you know, I had her climbing trees.
What was they raised at?
What
was they raised at?
We from the west side. We from on the west side.
Oh, well, they know better than that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes, like Dr. King said, I'm black and I'm proud and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. Well, look, I got it.
I talked to them black history and stuff. They don't even want to hear what I'm talking about.
All I can tell you, because my board is lit up, I want you to put your arms around your grandchildren, try to get them as much as you can and do stuff with them so they can remember what Grandpa said. Okay?
Eating healthy and whatnot, and their daddy bring them Oreo cookies and stuff just to kind of,
Okay, Grandpa. Grandpa, you heard me. Get them. Because I know Jimmy be getting his little grandkids. I got one little great-grandson. Everybody be talking stuff, but Jimmy, my children's father, he'll get him and have him there playing music and talking to him. And he love to be up under Papa because he be talking that old crazy stuff to him. But I just let him talk to him, but they going to remember what he said. Thanks, Gino. It's so funny. I understand your frustration, my brother, because I go through it, too. Don't fool yourself. I go through it. Frank, you've been holding a long time. Frank.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Ms. Chapman. How you doing?
All right.
Yes. Hey, you didn't last call it. Y'all just gave a solution right there. But I just want to call in, Mr. and commend you for doing something that even Dr. King didn't do. And I don't even think you realize that you're doing it. I think Dr. King didn't do it because back during his days, this time, he didn't have to. And that is pointing out and telling black people what we are doing wrong that's causing, that's causing harm to our community.
Oh, and yes, he did. But maybe you didn't hear it. Yes, he did.
Right.
Frank. This is why I play some of his sermon. Yes, he do. He tell us we got to stand up. We don't have to be afraid. We got to stand up. We got to fight for our children. We got to do this. Oh, yeah. He would talk. Come on. He talked some of our parents out of being scared and stuff. He was something else. And then you had people like Jim Bevel and James Orange and Richard Boone and all these folks. You know, it was a lot of different folks. We had a lot of strong black men and women who love black people. See, you got to love your people to fight for them. You can't, this ain't no game. You can't have them because you're going to use them because you might be able to get that grant. That's not good.
Well, I'm going to find that space. I'm glad you told me that. You are letting parents know you are not stepping to the plate and fighting for your kids' education the way you should. Now, I love you pointing out, we got to get rid of this mentality. Ooh, I can't wait to school start so I can be with y'all. Ooh, I can't wait to 18 years old and put y'all at this house. We gotta cut that out. We sit back, let them take the bands, let them take our home economics, wood shop, and not demanding they add auto mechanics, electricity, and cars because they move
straight. Give them some skills. That's what you're saying.
Right.
These children need skills.
That's right.
And you know the funny thing about it, though, Frank? all these folks that's leading black folks now, their children are getting the skills, and our children teaching getting taught how to go out and kill and talk stuff that make no sense.
Yes, ma'am. There's no reason why your kids should be behind in reading, writing, arithmetic, math, and science, if you ask me, because what you don't know, it's pretty simply, there's no excuse for that. We're part of the black.
Well, look, if the teachers and stuff are not doing this stuff, they need to go. My taxes pay for it, and we got to work with them. But you go sit up in a school that many hours, and these folks right here, these teachers and these union folks think that we're working for them. I heard some of them say the parents, I'll sue the parents. How you going to sue the parents? How you going to sue parents and parents weren't paying your salary for standing up? They don't even let parents come into schools no more. The black parents ought to wake up. Frank, I love you. You always have something good to say.
But they got the same books in the libraries, Ms. Tillman. But to totally rely on them to teach our kids, that's where you're messing up. If you're undereducated in math, English, science, they got the books in the library. You can learn it and then get with your kids. You see what I'm saying? There's no excuse today, Ms. Tillman.
Okay, thank you so much. As I said, I'm going to take a break in a minute. Can I take one more call? Okay, because I got to go to break. I'm trying to get y'all as long as y'all been holding. Let me go to Maddie. Maddie?
Yeah, hi, Dorothy. I look forward to hearing you every Saturday.
Thank you. And also hearing
the other callers.
Thank you. I try to talk for us to talk together rather than having somebody else that's coming in so we can try to come up with something.
And I hope you have Claude Anderson on as much as you possibly can.
Because
he explains everything to us as to what happened in the past and how this stuff is repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not aware of how these folks have done this in the past and redoing the same thing, but in a new way.
Well, I'm trying to get him on. But, you know, he's be a little under the weather. He goes a little slow.
Oh, yeah.
You can also go on YouTube. A lot of his stuff is on YouTube, too. You can look on there.
Okay. Because we got to stress that history to our children so our children and we will know who we are in this position in America. These folks still hate us.
That have not stopped us. That's why this book that my son did is the Tillman Handbook of Great Black Patriot. I was really pleasantly surprised when I read this book. It made me go search for other stuff.
I'm going to try to get it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can... I got the information from your daughter.
It surprised me.
I love this book. He's been getting on my nerves so much. I said, boy, I spent all that money and sent him to school. You want to be a historian. And he talked all this stuff.
But then he finally
put something in a book. You know, thank you so much. Lord have mercy. Okay. Y'all can get the information off my Facebook, how to get the book. I get another call? Okay, get a call. One more? Okay, because I got to take a break in a minute. And Milt?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm fine, Milt. How you doing?
I'm great. Every day is great. Dorothy, I am 22 days older than you.
So that makes you 84? That makes you 84.
I am wiser 84, than you.
84. That makes you 86.
Hey, 84, you're not 84. You're 74.
I'm 74.
You were born in 47.
How you know? When you were born?
April 20th, 1947.
Well, you ain't no 20. Okay. All right. Okay. I love you now.
Love you back.
Okay, thank you. I tell you. Minister Plump. You got one minute and 30 seconds.
Yes, thank you. God bless you, sister. You are the hero of 2021, and I am the hero. Go to www.theharoldwashingtonfoundation.net. We got a special community meeting with the 63rd Street Drummers and the 64th Street Drummers at National Black Wall Street. Tomorrow from 2:30 to 4:30, we'll be there. And that's going to be at 4655 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, room 203.
Okay.
And I want you to be my special keynote speaker.
That's not how I speak. Now, you want to get me to speak somewhere, you got to work that out with one of my daughters. I don't just pop up. I got to do a break. Now, call Evan or Jim Elise and straighten that out, okay? I can't just pop up, y'all. You got to do me better than that. Lance and the rest of y'all hang on. I got a few open lines, 773-591-69. We're streaming live. www.vun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. Facebook group, Facebook. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to be gone for 2 minutes, and come on back and talk to me.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
As we continue to get vaccinated and the city transitions to indoor dining, open sports events, concerts, and other social activities, there are still questions about the vaccine and the safety of returning to a normal routine. Residents need to be educated on what getting vaccinated means and how they can continue to protect themselves and their loved ones as we continue to fight against the coronavirus and the Delta variant. This is Dana Devine, host of Equal Health, Equal Hope. This Saturday, I'll speak with community psychologist Dr. Tanya Roberson to discuss the importance of the COVID-19 vaccination in our community. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Trying to understand insurance can be a bit overwhelming. Well, not anymore. This is William Carruthers, owner of Power Broker Insurance, protectors of health and wealth. Every Saturday at 12 noon on WVON, tune in to the Power Broker Show. I'll provide weekly insurance content on various types of insurance, including commercial insurance for trucking, and Medicare and Obamacare during annual enrollment. Visit our website at powerbrokerinsurance.com, and most importantly, tune in to the Power Broker Show Saturdays at noon on WVON.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Indulge in quality conversations, enlighten your mind, and enjoy the ride while we protect, preserve, and prepare our today for our tomorrow. It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m., only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, break time? I know you. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Check out Vaughn TV's summer lineup because we've added great new content worth watching, like the comedy film 72 Hours featuring Chicago's own Harry Lennox. See how a young man's womanizing ways leads to a heart attack that could end his life unless he makes things right with his exes. And everyone knows that Chicago is the home of house music. Watch how it all began in the documentary Unusual Suspects. And check out Professor Michael Eric Dyson as he explores where are all the black male doctors. There's so much to enjoy on Vaughn TV. You can watch it on your big screen on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV Plus, or simply check it out at VON.TV. Our digital streaming network is red hot and delivering cultural content on purpose.
Coming soon, a Vaughn TV original program, When the Prodigies Meet. Watch legendary pianist Fred Nelson go one-on-one with the next generation of genius, Joshua Mahoon.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when the stomach starts to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. babies turn to crime. Started getting high cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall.
Come on, that's Anthony Hamilton, yeah. Come on, Anthony. Hey, come on, Anthony. 30 more seconds of it. Got to worry, y'all. Anthony Hamilton.
When the tears start to fall,
woo!
Can't see your way. And the judge will carry on. Come on, judgment day. Don't have to run the world. Just on the way. Ain't nobody worried.
Anthony Hamilton, y'all. Ain't nobody worried. Y'all should get that. He's a great young man. I think Anthony grew up in Chicago. Hey, y'all, he's a great person. Get a song. Okay, we're back. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and we also on Blog Talk if you miss us. We're talking. I'm talking to y'all. It's a conversation, and we're talking about the future of our race and our children. And I also tell y'all that Alderman Shaw passed. I don't know have his arrangement, but I kind of miss him. That hit me in the gut a little bit because we worked on a lot of stuff together. But, you know, people wait till you die before they give you the flowers or before they say what you've done. But we did a lot of stuff together. We was the founder of the Chicago City Council Black Caucus, and the Black Caucus should do something very special for him at his funeral. Madeline Hayscock, myself, we were the founders. I was the president, chairman. He was the vice chairman. She was the president. We really put together some stuff. That's how we got a lot of contracts and stuff out that they didn't want to do. The whole purpose was to fight for contracts for black people and to fight to do some stuff. And we was able to put land on hold. We got a bunch of our people to put the land on hold. We got Trotman and Hayscock and myself and Colvin and all of us. Because one time, y'all, black folks in this city represented most of the land in the city. All the land was under black people. So we saying, how are we going to make sure that black folks develop and have some of this land and get some of these jobs and stuff? And that was really, that was, you know, so I think about him in some of the conversation we had and how he was the one of the first ones to bring the Board of Review back to the communities you could understand. We're going to miss you, my brother, but your spirit is high. It's out there. Happy birthday to Lovie Copeland. We're back, y'all. And did I say 773? Okay, y'all. We back and we're talking about our children and what we're going to do here. The fences are up, y'all. Demise. We're talking about all the stuff they're leading us to say and what we're doing. And most of these folks who are leading y'all, their children don't go to these schools. My children all came out of the Chicago public schools, and that's why I fought so hard. It's a lot of other stuff. It's time for black parents to stand up and fight for their children. Fight for your community. All this talking has got to go. As I told one of my friends of who I was talking to yesterday, when he, I said, no, I don't want to hear all that mess. First of all, you cannot equate Floyd with Emmett Till. They're two different. And I know how you feel, and what happened to him was just wrong. But we can't stay there with this emotion. We got to move. And I was just, he said, you know, we got to take God out of this. You don't take God out of nothing. So we're talking about the education of our children and other things. Let me go to Lance. He always got something to say. 773-591-1690. Lance. Lance from Boston.
Hello.
Hello, Lance.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Grace and peace be upon you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Very provocative show as always. But my sister, let me put some respect on your name. Be not discouraged. Black people, we're moving in the right direction. All of the knowledge that you give to us you know, each Saturday. We're putting it to use. I don't have all of the answers, but I do serve a God that has all of the answers. I would like to say that, number one, we need to put some of the things that we already know to action and stop carrying the water, okay, for every other group because they've been using us for the last 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go ahead and just talk about black issues. If it's not about black issues and if they can't join with us to help us to get some of the things that we need as black people, we need to go ahead and discard them and keep moving forward.
Yeah, you know, Dr. King said that, you know, for blacks to be, the Negro people, for America to be great, the Negro people have to have all that's due to them. But these folks are twisting this stuff. And they got out, Lance, how do you tell a black child that white child sitting across is white supreme? That's a child. And you train them from he's little, saying, and you're subservient to him because he's white supremacy. We were told that God don't make no jump. We was told we're as good as anybody. We can do anything. There's a subliminal thing going on here with our children. And I told him, one other thing is that if you don't learn critical thinking and learn math, yep, science, and all other stuff, you're going to act like fight or flight. That's what animals do because they can't think and they can't reason.
That's right. Exactly. You're spot on. But, again, we have more educated black people, you know, than we've ever had in time. Chicago being the third largest U.S. city, the United States of America is our country. And we need to start acting like it as black people. This is our country. We have no other place to go. This is our country. And stop being used by white folks and Latinos and people, you know, that are from other
countries. People of color.
And people of color, right. You know, we need to put some action behind all of the knowledge, okay, that we have. We have all of these HBC, you know, schools and, you know, all of these advanced degrees, but we need to go ahead and start putting some action behind all of this knowledge that we have.
Well, you know, it used to be that we became who we were to help the race. It was always about the race. Hey, my boy gone black, y'all. Y'all, some of y'all, I called back, some of y'all got wiped out because my boy went black. But I be laughing at that. You know why I'm laughing, don't you? But anyway,
right.
This is funny. But we used to say you're doing it for the race. You're not doing it for yourself. That was not
That's
a selfish
right.
bone. When I think about S.B. Fuller, you know, and when I think about John Johnson, and I think about all
right.
Mary McLeod Bethune, you know, when I think about all of these
yes.
folks, I think about, wait a minute, how these folks was able to move and to do things for black people. Ed Gardner.
That's right. First of all, we need to come back to Bible, and we need to start focusing on ourselves.
Uh-huh.
If other groups are not going to join
Evan.
Us, okay, without trying to co-op what we're doing, we need to discard them.
Yeah.
And the last thing that I want to say is all of those black individuals in the various caucuses, statewide, local, you know, in state, local, and federal levels, if they're not keeping our particular interests first and foremost, rather than always trying to talk about people of color and all the rest of the garbage, we need to get rid of them.
Well, but let me tell you something about getting rid of folks. Get rid of with who? See, the thing about it, we put folks off an emotion, not what they're going to do, and they're strategic. But I get upset.
Right.
The only time these folks come out is when they want to talk about criminal justice or some stuff folks done told them. Never about, we need economics in our community. How are we going to build economics? How are we going to build education for the black children? When you look at
That's
what
right.
happened in Illinois just 2 weeks ago, the state
yes.
senate and the state rep voted to teach black history, I mean, Chinese history in the schools by 2022. But at the same time, you had the black history that Shaw passed, and he's been gone a long time, said it must be taught in the school. They haven't put it in there. And I don't understand how they voted for that without demanding that black history be taught in our schools, the real black history, not this critical race stuff, but the real
That's
black
right.
history, and that you pull some black historians together to do that.
They've used our blueprints, the Dr. King and Dr. Anderson and Dr. James Smalls and all of the rest of the great black individuals. They've been using our particular playbook, and it takes no time for them to go ahead and get what they want. That's why I tell everybody, white folks in this particular country, most of them, they don't really want us to advance.
But the problem with this stuff, Nato, I'm going to tell you now, these are new white folks in this country, not the ones that was fighting with us during our time we were fighting. You got a whole other group that's first generation, second generation, and they intend to take over, and they're the ones that are coming up with this crazy mess. It ain't the indigenous white people, trust me, because they know us. We put a whooping on them, and they know us. But you got some new folks in here. When you look at these folks, look, Dick Durbin is the first generation. He's not.
That's
you got to
right.
look at what you're looking at. When you look at Tlaib and Ocasio, and you look at the other white folks, even these folks who are on the news and stuff, they're not that Dr. King. So this is between indigenous black American and indigenous white America. We got more in common than we don't. These other folks is moving us out talking this white stuff. It's them.
But we are letting them do that because they're using all of our struggles from the past. To propel themselves forward, and we know that we're not doing anything wrong. It's all of these outside forces that prevent us from moving forward. Because anytime the LGBTs, the Latinos, the Asians, have a grievance, they are able to go ahead and get their particular issues resolved in no time flat.
Our pain, they gain. I love you
That's
very
it.
Much. And let me tell you, my son's handbook, you got to look at this book. I was pleasantly surprised how he put this book together to show us from way back when. It's pleasantly surprised. Please get this book.
I'm going to get that book, and I will tell you this. Your son is brilliant. I've heard him on other shows.
You have.
And so
you know he's a Republican, you know, but it's all right.
I know that. He's
the Dr. Martin Luther King, but you know what he said when all them folks came after me doing my election, he had to get away from them. But he's a historian. He's out of Central State. He is brilliant.
I love your son.
Thank you.
I love your son as I love you and all of your family. You're doing an excellent job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. He and I be fighting all the time, but it's all right. I'm pleasantly surprised. I love this book my son wrote and encouraging all to go get. Thank you so much. I love this book. I said, let me look at this thing, Jimmy, and put together, getting on my nerves. I couldn't put it down. And it really takes a perspective from the time we hit here. Y'all make sure I'm going to get him on next month. If I might get him on, I might not, but I am. But y'all need to get the book up, okay? Ann, how you doing from Idaho?
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi.
You know, the jobs that black people used to have, they're going to people from India, the Hispanic people, they are replacing us. And, you know, I'm looking at women from India teaching black history.
Uh-huh.
They are just, you are so right. And, you know, I really feel that we're going back to the 1930s.
Well, it's going to be worse than that because one thing about this country, when you read this great black American patriot, we had a different mindset. You got folks that's coming from other countries bringing that stuff to us. They're bringing it here and putting it on us, and they think we're stupid. They think we're so stupid. They don't understand why we've been here this long and all this other stuff, and we are where we are. We got to do something. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Always mighty hole. Please call me again. I'm finna play something about jobs right now, about 30 seconds with the Commerce Secretary of Biden, President Biden's Commerce Secretary. I don't remember her name. Typing for me, Evan, up there. But this is what she said yesterday. It's very important y'all hear this.
I don't know if I would call it a shortage per se. I would say there's a skills gap. What I hear all the time is from companies, we are ready to hire, but people need to have the skills. They need digital skills.
Okay. Did y'all hear that? Did you hear her say it's a skill gap? Why is it a skill gap? Because you're not teaching our folks. You got them talking this crazy mess. Okay, y'all, this from y'all left. We're just waking up, y'all. I'm going to be off the line, and I'm going to be gone in a minute. Y'all should have woke up early. I'm going to try to empty this board. Oliver from Decatur, Illinois. Oliver? He's not there? I'm going to put him on hold. Oliver going once, going twice. Let me go to Diane then. Diane Daniels.
Good morning, Dorothy. This is Diane Daniels. And my dear friend, Lenny Rivers, passed away in March, and I was waiting to get the obituary to try to send to you. I read it online. She was buried in her hometown in Alabama.
Well, you know what? I'll get the...
She worked at the Chicago Board of Education, and she
got
her education.
I remember Ms. Rivers. Yes, Ms. Rivers, the one that did that.
Where your grandchild went.
Yeah.
And I met you there on Grandparents' Day.
Yeah.
She was always doing something to encourage the community, and she loved the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assist her there after I retired. I would go and assist her at the daycare sometimes. But she was a really hard, diligent worker.
Yes, she was.
And she knew how to teach. She was a special education teacher. That was her field. And she had so many problems, as many of my friends that were hard workers with the Board of Education.
Well, we got to do something now, because I don't have but a few minutes. You call me back next week to finish it. But we need to get these educators together who really want to educate children and put our private stuff together like she did. You hold on, Oliver, because I want Evan to get the information so we can really, really find out about Ms. Rivers. My daughter-in-law, Demetrius, who is not a teacher, she helped her get her advanced education degree. And
she helped so many people.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Tillman.
Well,
so
hold
many.
On. I want Evan to find out, okay? Thank you, Ms. Daniels. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Michelle. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Call back. Tell her to call back. Okay. Michelle called. The one I just hung up, called back. My board went blank on me. Call back so I can get the information. Michelle, call back out of a few minutes. I'm sorry. Maybe I can get this call. Hello, Oliver.
Hey, sister. Tell me, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm with your son, but I would say I'm not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. I'm an independent, like Brother Malcolm talked.
Yeah, I'm an independent too. I'm independent.
And let me say, I love black women. I study black women. I'm a black man, and I must say I'm a little bit disappointed in hearing black women run around talking about they're the most educated of the group. But But our boys in particular are reading at a fourth grade
That's
level.
That's a disgrace. Now, That's a disgrace.
I'm 50 years old come November, and if we can run around and talk about the responsibility of the black man, we cannot leave out the responsibility of black women.
Hey, hold up for a moment. You're not going to get no disagreement from me, because I think that's why I'm disgusted here. Black women, I'm with you.
And not only I agree with you, I remember being taught to write critical, to think critically, to write critically. But I am also a big advocate for what I've been hearing Brother Kwame Brown speak about on YouTube in terms of teaching our children coding as well as trades.
Right.
We also must emphasize trades, because we need truck drivers, we need auto mechanics, we need home builders.
Let's
say
we need the artisan. You talking about the artisan skills? We need to teach them the artisan skills of the plumbers and electricians. But they don't want that.
Exactly.
See, they got them right here running around, so they can have them wild, acting like animals.
And is just ridiculous what we're inflicting upon ourselves, because see, you got a million folks that's come in, and I can guarantee you those that are males. Those that are males are coming in here, and they're not coming in here with a critical thinking or mathematical skills or even an English or speaking English skill.
Uh-uh.
They're coming in here with the artisan skill.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, what I want you to do, Oliver, because I don't have 3 or 4 minutes. I want to try to empty this board. Please call me back, because I want to really talk about the artisan trade. I might try to get somebody to be here with me. But we need to really talk about it. Thank you for calling from Decatur, Illinois.
Yes.
Call me next week, but call earlier.
I'm a West Sider.
A West Sider, but you live in Decatur. Call me back.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I want them to call me back, because we really got to deal with this artisan trade. Michelle, I'm sorry what happened. My board went blank.
I know what happened, but I'll talk about that later. I just want to quickly say I am exceptionally just surprised and pleased at this book on TillmanFamilyPress.com.
Oh, it's a great book.
Selling it on Lulu.com. Nowhere else should anybody buy this book. These people are doing what they are known to do. They take your stuff and try to double the profit off of it. The book.
Whatever you get, I want you to get it.
Y'all.
It's a good book, my
son. The book is $25, not $60 on Amazon, y'all, all right?
Thank you.
It's lovely.
Thank you, Michelle.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. That boy studied history. I always said, look, I sent you to school. You know, but you want to be a historian and teach black boys and stuff. But I like where he started with this. It's very important that black folks see his great patriot, great black American patriot. It's very important because it got me to thinking. What a great book he put together. I tell y'all, I don't know how much time I got over there. Hey, y'all, I enjoyed y'all. And I want Oliver to call me back next week and some other teachers call me back. We got to do something like Ms. Rivers. Evan and lady that called for Ms. Rivers, you got it? Okay, because we got to do something, y'all. We don't have to take this. We got to save the babies. It's our babies. We don't save the babies. I agree with this man about if black women so educated, why are black men so dumb? Why are we letting our children be like this? The one that rocked the cradle rules the world. They got folks thinking that men's supposed to carry babies. They got women scared to walk and get their children baby dolls. I love being a black woman. I love my children. They're first. You work from the children back to yourself. And I love my people. I don't hate anybody else. Harold said to love yourself not to mean you hate anybody else. Dr. King said be black and be proud. Jane Brown said be black and be proud. B.B. King, all of them. Hey, y'all, I'm playing this for our children and for all of y'all. I love y'all.
Who really cares?
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Who's willing to try?
I'm calling y'all. Who's willing to try, y'all?
To save the world.
To save the black community. You, come on, y'all.
That's destined to die.
Woo! Save the children.
When I look at
save
the world.
Black children, y'all. Black babies. Woo! I'm along with that song.
Sorrow.
We'll go to 30, 10 seconds out.
Little children.
Hey! Thank y'all for calling today. I've enjoyed y'all.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow?
We're gonna be all right, because there is a God. Keep God in it. Not like my friends that God ain't. Don't let nobody tell you God ain't in it.
What a shame.
Talk to God, y'all. Use your brain for the good of the community.
Such
not
a bad way to live.
Man is a terrible thing to waste. Who's to blame, y'all?
We can't stop living.
Woo! I feel your spirit, Alderman Shaw. Woo! Black coffee, y'all got to be something for Shaw.
Live for life.
Woo! Woo! Live, everybody. Look,
live
I love all my representatives. I mean, they just, you know... Live life for your children, your community. If I can help, I will. Whoa!
Let's save the children.
Save the babies!
Let's save all the children.
Save the babies! Save the babies! We're going to do 10 seconds out. Oh, save the babies! Woo! Come on, y'all! You got to save the babies! They're getting killed every day, y'all. Woo! Black women, black children. Oh, come on, y'all. Thank God. Come on, y'all. Woo! Dorothy Wright Tillman, until next week, I want to tell y'all, as my son Bimmy G wrote, reparations now. That's from my baby boy, Bimmy G Tillman, who plays 15 instruments, right in the rain. He wrote that song with the House of Twain. For his mama. Love you, Bimmy G. Hey, y'all. See y'all next week. I'm out of here.
humanity in this slavery industry. Is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants.
Going as they've been going, we may have to put back on the masks. But for now, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the masks should be worn by those without vaccine protection.
In areas that have a high amount of disease and low amounts of vaccination, if you're unvaccinated, you should absolutely be wearing a mask.
President Biden continues to push vaccinations, nearly begging the nation to get the shot. The president says those who are vaccinated remain safe from the wildly contagious Delta variant, but among the unvaccinated, it's a pandemic.
In terms of our approach to Cuba and what we're trying to accomplish, we have, of course, condemned mass detentions, sham trials, and disappearances that are attempts to threaten the Cuban people into silence. We continue to call for the swift release of peaceful protesters who have unjustly been detained. We've made clear over the last week that addressing this moment was a priority for the administration and for President Biden, and that he had asked his team to look into a range of options that would both help the Cuban people, help provide humanitarian assistance, help look into addressing issues like the lack of internet access, and that also sanctions authority was a part of those considerations.
The Biden administration is imposing new sanctions on Havana. They will target the head of the military and a division of Cuba's Ministry of the Interior. President Biden condemned the ongoing crackdowns of protesters there. In a statement, he said the Cuban people have the same right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly as all people. Biden says the government is trying to threaten the Cuban people into silence.
We may have different stories, but we hold common hopes. We may not look the same, but we all want to move towards a better future. We have no choice if we are to continue on the path of a more perfect human.
How about a show about the life story of a man who became America's first black